To our Redwood community, you're our
dang.
You know, Kim and Kanye.
Kim and Kanye! Can I please be Kanye? Yes.
Arts Podcast. Special episode. ASMR sandwich.
Welcome back to the Arts Podcast. This is a special episode hosted by me, Aiden Hatch, and Kylan Gray.
What's up?
Today, we will be talking to Brooke O'Leary and Tessa Hemphill about the Redwood High School musical. Do you guys want to say hello and do a little promo?
Sure. Hi, I'm Brooke.
I'm Tessa.
Y'all should come see Footloose February 17th, sure. 18th, 19th at 7 and 2.
Yep.
On Saturday.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, you guys said you're going to do a dancing number, right? Like on the table.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, that was the plan. Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
So getting right to the questions, would you guys mind describing your characters a little bit?
Well, I play Vi Moore, who's Brooke's mom. I'm her mom. So Vi is the preacher's wife. She's kind of hesitant at the beginning of the musical, but I think she's a really resilient person. I think that's been the thing I've been trying to tap into the most with her, because I'm definitely not a lot like her in real life, but she's definitely really strong, and she's doing everything she can to keep her family together with so much happening in her town.
Yeah, like Tessa said, she's my mom. I'm Ariel. I'm the preacher's daughter, basically the bad girl in town. The town of Beaumont, where the show takes place, is a very conservative kind of town, but I like breaking the rules. Different than Tessa, I'm very similar to my character. I feel like I'm able to be myself on stage, which is super fun. So, yeah.
Awesome. So I was wondering, what do the last couple of weeks of rehearsal look like leading up to the show?
Definitely stressful.
Yeah.
We can all agree that they are pretty time consuming, but they are all worth it. Like, all the days leading up to the show are so much work, but we learn so much and it's so much fun.
Yeah, as Galvan is always telling us, once we get in the theater, which is starting this week, we're learning our second show, which is all of the tech and all the sets coming in and out. It's like everything that we did before has to be set in stone, because we're doing a whole new ball game at that point. So these weeks are definitely really stressful, but like Brooke said, great payoff.
Awesome.
You guys already answered the next questions, actually, because the process is pretty stressful. And
yeah,
you
yes,
figure it out.
Very true.
And then it's different because you have to spike everything. And
yeah.
Sorry, I'm going a little bit crazy. Awesome. It sounds like it's like delayed in my right
ear. I know.
I know. But yeah. Even so, what is it like for Galvan moving into the LJ?
I think it's a really different experience for her, because she was a theater tech herself. That's kind of where her biggest strength is. So she gets in there and she's like, oh my gosh, like, because she knows how to do everything. So it's not like she's laying it on anyone else. She's like, I've got to do everything. And like, she's really trying to cover all of her bases. So like, she has a lot of awesome help. All of our techs and backstage crew, they're all so amazing. But it definitely puts a whole new weight on her, especially because she knows that she's able to do everything in there, both for directing and for the backstage aspect.
Yeah, it's definitely super hands-on, like all the crew working on it, but they do a great job. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. So.
Awesome. So I was wondering, how does Footloose compare to previous musicals that you two have been in, like Wizard of Oz and Once Upon a Mattress?
Both Tessa and I were in both, and it's definitely weird being back doing something so normal, if that makes sense. Like, we're back in the theater, and neither of us have been there in like 2 years. The show's great, though. We're back to being like all together, which is amazing. But yeah.
Yeah. Mattress and Oz were definitely a whole different thing, especially Oz. We got shut down like 2 weeks after we closed Oz, so we were really like on the brink of that. With this show, there's definitely been a lot more hoops to jump through, just because people have been gone and sick because of COVID. That's something that we never would have had to consider 2 years ago. But like Brooke said, it's also a strange sense of normalcy in a way, being back in the same building and like so different from how we had to do everything virtually last year. Like, it feels so much closer to what we had our freshman and sophomore year, and I think that's been really awesome for us.
Yeah, awesome.
LD and Mount Whitney were not required to wear masks on their most recent show, Mamma Mia. Is Redwood in a similar boat, or are the rules different?
Yeah, so those were rules from the district given to us. We got notified of that as well. It changed like the night of LD and Whitney's opening show. We're going to get tested the week of our show, and if everyone's negative, then we're good to take off our masks right before we go on stage every time. But backstage and every rehearsal except for final dress leading up, we're going to have our masks on the entire time, but we're very lucky to be in front of an audience without our masks on, so it's gonna be great.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Matthew Shin, our principal, for getting that for us and treating us equally as sports, because it's true. Definitely a win for the arts program.
Thank you very much.
Shout out to Shin.
So we kind of already talked about it a little bit, but would you guys mind running me through sort of the process backstage, and like who are some names involved in the background, and what do they do?
Yeah, the backstage process is a whole different aspect of the show that no one really knows. A few names is Josh Jimenez, who's amazing, our stage manager Alyssa, Cade Perez, Emily Clark. They're all amazing, and right now they're figuring out when to move pieces, who to move them, all that, and it's a whole different aspect of our show that we don't even have to deal with, and they're amazing.
Yeah, all of our theater techs are so amazing, and we do also have our hair and makeup crew, who you see them all on stage, you're like, oh, they look so good, you don't realize how much work went into that backstage. We have Jill Hackbarth, who's also our assistant choreographer, and I believe Emily Walker is helping us with hair and makeup. I think we're going to have a few other helpers back there as well, but they also put in a lot of hard work backstage with making the magic happen, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then what's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, gosh. My favorite right now is probably the song Mama Says. It's been stuck in my head all day, too. Elias Perez, who plays Willard, that's his song. It's just so funny. And it's all the guys on stage just, like, hamming around. They do awesome. I always make sure to be there to watch that number. It's so funny.
Yeah, Mama Says is definitely one of my top two. I love my number, Holding Out for a Hero. It's super fun. I'm with all my girls on stage. I get lifted in the air. It's great.
Something to look out for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. Is there anything you two would like to add before we kind of close it up here?
Come see Footloose.
Yep. So happy to be here. Go see Footloose next week.
That's right. Awesome. That'll be it for the interview. I would like to give a special thank you to Brooke and Tessa for coming on. To check out more podcasts, go to the Redwood Gigantea's YouTube page or go to www.redwoodgigantea.com, where we make it big, do it right, and give it class. We will see you next week.